gibberish,
humbug,
baloney,
malarkey,
ribbler,
mumbo jumbo,
bunkum.
The Bunkum 50th episode extravaganza, starring Dan Grubb. Featuring guest stars Flange Treacle, Sham Fraudruce and Borzino, Lionel Betty Cash, Chloe, Dink Inkerblink, Heinous Depraved, Steel Flying Squirrel, Buster Dauntless, The Devil, Old Man Whitey, Surge in Prices, and the Bunkum Podcast Dancers, with a special appearance by President Hashtag. And now, here's your host, Jimmy Hourman.
Thank you. Hey, let me say right off the bat that podcast audiences composed of copyright-free sound effects are the best audiences in the world, right? Right? Give yourselves a hand. All right, Bill, that's enough. Cut that crap. Huh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fictitious or real, it's hard to believe that the Bunkum Podcast is on its 50th episode. Who'd have thought back at the end of 2015 that in just 2 years, we would go from a brand new podcast with only a few friends listening to a global phenomenon with only a few complete strangers listening? It's incredible. In fact, I...
Now, who could this be?
You'd know if you came to rehearsal.
It's Dracula! Hey, Drac, how the heck are you?
Not so good. You killed me off a few weeks ago.
And I'd do it again in a heartbeat, Vlad. Hey, you big lug, come here.
Mwah! Say, Jimmy, I think there's someone here who'd like a word with you two.
Well, let him in. Who knows, maybe we'll sing a medley of festive tunes.
This podcast is a front to God's will. It's wicked and you're all gonna burn in the fires forever.
I'm Schmo Schmitzer with this breaking news. The world's favorite podcast, Bunkum, was the target of a terrorist attack moments ago. Details are sketchy, but the White Power Brotherhood of Ruining Everyone's Good Times has claimed responsibility. They released this statement moments ago, but not as many moments as many moments as there were when the terrorist attack occurred. Just play the tape.
This bombing is an expression of our religious liberty and cultural heritage. This country has been unconstitutionally acknowledging the merits of minorities, immigrants, women, and even people who go public about sexual predators. And it's time for these repressed white guys with all the money and power to finally have their day in the sun. And by day, I mean eternity.
Strong words from the apparent bigot who is sharply dressed and very polite. Here with an in-depth report of where he buys his organic produce and how to copy his fashionable hairstyle is being his lifestyle.
None of that noisy nonsense. No, thank you. Ah, that's better. Let's see what's in the real news. The Good Hard Daily Hyperbole. Let's see. Those naughty other kinds of people than me, they're running amok. And these kids with their noses and smartphones, and these dopey PC millennials thinking everyone should be able to easily get married and use public toilets. You know, I've been thinking of a reason to use my time machine. Maybe I'll use it to go back to a less crazy time, when you could speak your mind without being called a racist, homophobic, angry at the world, shouting at clouds past his prime, expired, useless piece of garbage just because you happen to think and speak and act like one. I'm going to go to the late 1800s when I made sense. I did it! I did it! Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Do you know what a phone is?
What?
You with the phones, they're just invented. They're changing everything, man. I'm so tired of these crazy techno people with their phone invention. First they free the slaves, and now you got all these suffragettes saying women should vote, and now you got the bicycle, people tearing around it. Maybe 10, 15 miles an hour. It's crazy. It makes me so mad. Oh, and these libraries pushing naughty works of fiction. You got all the kids with their noses stuck in books. They don't see anything. They don't have real friends. They just have books in their faces. And you got all the black people and women thinking they should vote. Oh, it drives me crazy. I wish I could go back to a simpler time when this all made sense. I actually have a time machine, if you'd get to borrow it.
Really? Okay, how do I use it?
You simply set the dial here, and I'll touch the button, and here, hold it quick before it goes off!
Everyone's looking different than me. I don't think I like it. Wait a minute. Maybe it worked. Excuse me, sir. Is it, really easy for everyone to, vote and have access to thousands of books at any time?
Oh, no. Ugh.
You've obviously heard of these disgusting philosophers. Ooh, these simpletons who think everyone has rights because of their logic and God's grace and the shared humanity that we all are born with. Ooh. No, I am opposed to all of that. Not only that, but with this printing press, their precious technology. Now everyone has their nose in a pamphlet all day, because there's just pamphlets lying around everywhere. Oh, it drives me crazy! I wish I could go back to a simpler time!
These iterations continued for some time. Let us skip ahead to the last one, or first one chronologically, 1 million years ago.
Clan with fire and wheel think they smart. Fire and wheel think they better. I miss last week. Last week, no fire, no wheel. Me won't go back last week. Give me shiny. Me go back last week. Give that.
Nah, nah, no eat. No eat. Push, no eat.
There. My time machine is complete. Now, what? My God, a caveman. With my time machine. How in the world? Why, it appears that you've been biting it.
Have you been biting this instead of pushing the button?
What say this shiny me eat Bunko back?
I don't. You're barely human. I don't understand. Here, give me that. Let me try to fix this. Okay, I'm going to try to get you back where you belong.
All right, so then we have the old man, the time machine. And they'll, God, what happens next?
What am I?
You can stop making the noises. You're obviously me. Sorry. So, how are you me and here while I'm on my lunch break? I was doing the time travel episode, and the caveman had just come back to where the old man was making the time machine. Right, then his drool messed up the time machine circuitry. Right, yeah, I just wrote that part. Huh. So, I guess instead of folding space-time like it's supposed to, the device with the, bite marks in it, open an interdimensional gateway which brought me out of the fictional universe that you create each episode and into reality proper. Sure, let's go with that. So, now what do we do? Well, tell me, do you have any practical knowledge of quantum physics, advanced mathematics, anything like that? No. Right. Because for you to know that, I'd have to write it. Right. Oh, wait. If you don't know that stuff, how did you invent the time machine since neither of us know about that stuff? Oh, my theory is that things that are already there in the scene before the action starts are basically scenery, and you don't actually have to know how they work. For instance, you don't know how to lay out an electrical grid for a city, and yet we have lights and doorbells and stuff. Ah, crap. All right. Well, I guess I'll, I'm just going to delete this whole time machine episode, and that should take care of everything. But what about me? Oh, I'll bring you back for some other kind of story. Can I trust you? Are you aware of anything I wrote in the other 49 episodes? No? Then yes, of course. All right. And it is deleted. Where'd you go? Right. He doesn't exist anymore. Right. And I'm sitting in my car on my lunch hour, talking to myself like a crazy person. What the? Everyone's getting sucked into an interdimensional portal that's stuck between reality and the now non-existent fiction world. Gah! Oh, why do I do this? Okay, what do I do? What do I do? I know. Okay. Just then, Dan had a remarkably brilliant idea of how to solve everything and repair the fabric of reality. Oh, yes, of course. Okay. Setting this time machine for December 2015, and go. Okay. The office looks pretty much the same, minus the tear in the universe, but how do I know if it's 2015? Hey, excuse me.
Yes?
Is Nazi rhetoric acceptable in mainstream politics?
What? No, of course not.
Yes, I'm out of 2017. Okay, now to find the past me. To the coffee machine!
Hey! Dan! Wait up!
Wow, you're me. And you got really out of shape.
I know. I'm you from 2017. You gained 30 pounds. It's ridiculous.
Whoa, really? What happened?
You never believe me. But it got you to quit Facebook.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty good trade.
So what's up? Why are you here? It's 2015, right?
Yeah, 2015.
Okay, you're thinking of starting a podcast. Don't do it.
Why not?
I can't tell you. Look, we both like time travel stories.
Hell, we wrote a pretty good one about Mayans and Vikings and how it's structured on a massive scale so that while it's not exactly predetermined, it is pretty well permanently—
Oh my God! No wonder no one else liked it! Shut up!
But it's fun to think about.
Right, but 12 Monkeys and Dirk Gently and Looper did it all better. By the way, the Looper guy's Star Wars movie is super good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You'll love it, and some of the fanboys are going to get all mad about it.
Awesome.
So anyway, yeah, you can go ahead and tell me about the podcast thing. What happens? Right. One of your characters creates a time machine, and it breaks down the division between fiction and reality, and so to prevent it from destroying the entire multiverse, the simplest thing would be for you, meaning me, to just never do the podcast. So don't do it.
I guess that makes sense. But what about exposure? Don't you want people to hear your comedic brilliance?
People do listen, don't they?
Well, fine. I'll try being a cutthroat stock trader instead.
Any tips? I'd invest in ammunition and SSRI pharmaceuticals.
Ah, oh, boy. Yeah, that's... What is that?
This part of town's not safe for an ounce, boy.
Ah, crap. It's the end of everything. Quick, delete the script.
I call it my jungle.
Done. It's still coming. Empty the deleted files folder.
Okay.
Done.
And the cavewoman criminal, Flo Magnan.
Great to be here.
Why isn't it working?
Oh, right, because by eliminating the series of events that led to the creation of the time machine, we entered an extraneous, free-floating timeline that's unsupported by the main trunk of time. Without any connection to reality, we're doomed.
So that means we fix the main timeline and save the day, right?
I hope.
I'm not an expert or anything. I just like logic puzzles.
All right, Bunkum 1, here goes.
It's the...
Yeah.
Ah! It's getting closer. Okay. So how will we know if it worked or not?
Well, I guess we'll...